Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Internet world. Welcome to The Crossed in the Desert, speaking hope and freedom to Iran. I'm your host, Randy L. Noble, and I want to say thank you very much for taking time out of your busy life to join me today on the broadcast. Today is Monday, January 3rd, 2022. I want to wish every one of my listeners a very blessed, prosperous, and happy new year. This year will be the ninth year that I've been doing this specific program, and it is such a true joy to come to you every week and to be a voice for my Iranian friends. On a programming note, just 2 years ago today, President Trump ordered a drone strike and put to death one of the worst terrorists Iran ever assembled, and that was General Soleimani. And he died on this day 2 years ago. He was probably planning attack on the American embassy in Iraq, and our brave President Trump ordered an assault on his jeep, a drone strike, which took his life. The Iranian people, for the most part, rejoiced in this great event 2 years ago. Obama sent money to the mullahs. Trump sent missiles. I want to speak just a couple of moments again in this new year. The whole purpose for what I do. It is a true honor and joy to be a voice for the Iranian people. And there is one specific scripture that I lean on for this task. It's found in Proverbs chapter 31, verses 8 through 9. And I love the way that it says this: open your mouth for the mute, for the rights of all who are destitute. Open your mouth, judge righteously, defend the rights of the poor and needy. Now, there are different versions of this, but I want you to hear another version of it because it's being a voice. And it's so important to be a voice. Listen to the New Living Translation. Speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves. Ensure justice for those being crushed. Yes, speak up for the poor and helpless, and see that they get justice. This is the God-ordained task that I have on the cross in the desert. This is not an entertainment show or even so much an informational show. It's a show to be a voice for the voiceless. And my dear Iranian friends, it is my commitment to you every year to be your voice. And I will do so until the Lord removes me from this task. But it is my joy. It is my passion. Proverbs 31 speaks to me for the task ahead of me. Speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves. When the Iranian people go to the internet and speak out against the government, Very often they are arrested and imprisoned, and in some cases they are killed. And so this is why I do the job for them that they actually have a great risk in doing, and they pay heavy consequences. And so God has given me a purpose to be in the gap, to be on the wall, to pray, to speak for them. And I do this with great humility. I do this with passion. And this is my task in 2022, to be their voice once again. Today on the cross in the desert, I want to focus in on a story, picture that just crushed me. It is the economic catastrophe that is going on in Iran. Now, of course, here in America, we have homeless problems. We can think of the homeless in San Francisco on the streets of L.A. and the horrible scenario that goes along with it, which I won't go into detail. Sure, we have some homeless people here too, but in Iran, it's triple that. Because in part due to the sanctions, but in the larger scheme of things, it's due to the lifestyle of the rich mullahs who care nothing about the people of Iran, who took the money in 2015, the sanction relief money that Obama gave them, and enriched themselves and continued their terroristic activities with that money. Now, they have a new president, Ebrahim Raisi. He's a terrorist. He cares nothing about the people of Iran. And so the situation there is grim. But when you see these pictures on the internet, your heart just breaks. Iranians are literally without shelter in many cases because of the extreme poverty, the economic chaos that's going on there. And most of them are sleeping in buses. And I want to quote to you from an article, Iran News Now. And it talks an awful lot about what's going on there. And it's an eye-opening article, which, by the way, the internet tries to take it. Iranians sleeping on buses. Let's get it up again. That happens the first day of the new year. Here, I clicked on the story, and I have to get it back again because it just disappeared. It can only happen when you do it live. Let's do this again. I got it back. Iranians sleeping on shelter without – well, here we go again. This is really weird. This is strange. Let's try this again. And isn't that weird? I'm clicking on this article, and I click on it, and it disappears from the screen. I've never seen that. Here we go. It's back again. Thank you. Let me read this story and let you listen carefully to the plight of my Iranian friends. I want you to hear it, and you can see it. These pictures are heart-wrenching. They have to change the bus every 45 minutes. This is how they spend their nights, sleeping on buses while enduring sub-zero temperatures. That's according to Iran's state media reporting on December 29th. The citizenry's increasing poverty has left Iranians with no choice but to take extreme measures to survive. Sleeping in graves. There's pictures of homeless people sleeping in graves and trash cans. People renting rooftops. Can you believe this? Slum dwellers. Women living in holes and canals, and now people sleeping in public transportation buses. Sleeping in buses is their only choice, and a seat on the bus is their cheap castle in the capital. But this cheap house costs them between 3.5 to 7.5 million rials, which equals about $20 to $30 a month, according to U.S. money. They are employed, but their menial jobs prevent them from even affording a rented room. It's 2:35, and the temperature is 3 degrees Celsius. Just picture that. They come to the bus station, and one by one, old, young, and even children, the buses host them every night. One takes refuge on the bus at midnight, the other one at 1 a.m. And their timing really depends on the cold weather. Taking a long journey is a smart choice for those sleeping on buses. Therefore, two bus lines are their homes. Azadi Square to Tehran Pars and Tarshish to Rahan. These people are not drug addicts. You might think that they're homeless drug addicts. One of the passengers is dressed in neat clothes. The other one is wearing nice pants. They don't want to talk. They just want to sleep. These are ordinary citizens. A bus driver tells Tehreshat News they work during the day across the city, right? And they sleep here at night because they can't afford a room. And there's no such thing as a real good sleep on the bus, you know. Every 45 minutes, they have to get off. And the driver says, I don't want to force them to get off the bus, but my boss told me that if I even keep one person on the bus at the end of the line, he will fire me. Now, these passengers will pay between 15,000 and 24 riyals. That's $7 to $10 every night. That is the cheapest fare for a brief stay at a warm shelter in long and cold winter nights. Reports indicate that 60 to 70% of the income of urban households is spent on housing. Expensive housing, the cost of everything, has driven many to the outskirts of the city, and some can't even afford a place in the slums. Awful. Now, Ismail Husseini, a deputy chairman of the Parliament's Civil Commission, said this, quote, when we read that in the last year alone, the number of people living in absolute poverty has increased to 30 million, we realize the horrible dimension of increasing poverty in Iran. Well, but let me say this to the Parliament. What are you doing to help these people? Nothing. Now, of course, this dire situation is coupled with the COVID-19 pandemic. Thousands of Iranians lost their lives to this. Hospitals overrun. Then you have the COVID. You have the high housing prices. You have the regime in their ineptitude and corruption. And this is all adding up to what's happening to Iranian citizens. Some women heads of household, they have no shelter. They are forced to live in ruins, destroyed buildings, shanty towns, tents, underground holes, and canals, and even you see pictures of them in graves and cemeteries. Female slum dwellers do not have appropriate houses. Previously, the number of slum dwellers was said to be around 25 million. But guess what? It's risen to 38 million. We can surely say that slum dwellers in Iran has increased by 60%. Reports in 2020 indicated that many people sleep on rooftops because they can't afford to rent a house or even a room. Iran announced their poverty line is around 120 million riyals. Thus, many Iranians fall under the poverty line due to their low salaries. Iranian teachers receive nearly 60 million riyals, and workers' salary base is around 25 million riyals. As such, they can hardly make ends meet, let alone have proper shelter. Well, poverty is not a crime, but the ones causing it are certainly criminals. We're talking about the regime. The criminal mullah's regime should be blamed for this extreme poverty, like any other problems going on in the country. Do you know that people sell their body parts? Women and girls sell their hair, and others sleep on buses while the country sits on the oceans of oil and gas. Contrary to the narrative, which is parroted by the pro-engagement crowd, sanctions are not, I repeat, are not the reason behind the current crises in Iran. They want to blame it all on the Trump administration, right? No. The regime's policies are to blame. The mullahs squander billions of dollars on their clandestine nuclear and missile program and on funding their terrorists' proxy groups. 23 budget plan. The government of the current president, Ebrahim Raisi, has increased the budget of terrorist entities like the Iran Revolutionary Guard Corps, and they have ignored basically the plight of Iranians. The IRGC's budget has increased by 58%, while the salary of ordinary Iranian employees has increased by only 10%, and it keeps them below the poverty line. Even if one were to assume that the sanctions are the real cause of Iran's economic woes, the regime could immediately end them by stopping its malign activities, such as terrorism, human rights violations. But it's neither willing nor capable of doing so, because the survival of Iran's ruling theocracy depends on them. This is absolutely unacceptable. It is horrific. And you can't even imagine what these citizens are going through on a daily basis. But that's why I sound the alarm. That's why I stand in the gap. That's why I'm their voice. And I will be their voice until this regime collapses and they will finally have freedom and democracy. And you can join me in taking my radio program, putting it on your timeline, replaying it. People should know this, become aware of this, and most importantly, pray for these people. They need our constant voices and prayers. Now, if that's not bad enough, a few years ago, with my dear friend Paymaneh, she's an Iranian refugee living in Malaysia, we put together a story about the Iranian street child. Once in a while, I read this story because it's so important to connect with the economic chaos and to understand the life of the Iranian street child. And I want to read this to you because I want you to hear what these young children go through on a daily basis living in the number one country of the state-sponsored terrorism. Every person, of course, in the world has their own story to tell. This is the story of an Iranian street child in his own words. My story is the story of poverty. Most children in Iran are very poor, so poor that we have to abandon going to school and instead work in the streets in both rainy and cold weather, wandering among cars, selling flowers and snacks. Sir, would you like to buy these flowers? Do you need some chewing gum? These Quran verses will solve the problems of your life. From morning until evening, exhausted and hungry, we plead with people to buy our flowers or our gum. Unlike others, we love the traffic lights. We have to jump in front of people's cars and quickly clean their windshields. Some people ignore us. Some treat us like animals. And unfortunately, well, fortunately, I guess, a few give us some money. We are also known as rented kids who are dropped off in the morning by a minibus at specific locations to work the streets and sell our merchandise. At the end of the day, our employer collects our earnings, and maybe if we're lucky, he'll reward us with a few tomans. Whose fault is it? If our parents cannot make money because they are in prison or addicted to drugs or disabled, it's up to us. Most of our mothers, if they cannot earn money, will sell their kidneys in order to survive for another month. Can you imagine that? Most of us cannot go to school. We are bullied, offended, abused, raped, or used by our employers to carry drugs. Because of that, most of us end up becoming addicts. We are suffering, dying, we're crying out in desperation, while billions of dollars, which should be ours, instead is being transferred into foreign bank accounts by mullahs and government officials. The terrorists in Syria and Lebanon receive their illegal portion of the money to buy weapons, while we are starving and dying in the streets. Millions of dollars are used to decorate the mausoleum of Khomeini and enhance the gold dome and the carpets inside. The Shia imams' tombs, they're beautiful, bright and polished, and we have to pay for them with our lives in darkness and despair. We are living in hell while the mullahs are living the lifestyle of kings and emperors. I have a question for the Supreme Leader, Mr. Khamenei. What will you do with your money? Will you help us so that we don't have to wander the streets day and night and sell our bodies and souls to stay alive? I feel like I don't have any hope. I don't have a future. I feel that I will never see anything different than stoplights, trash dumpsters, and cardboard boxes to sleep on for the rest of my life. I was born in the streets. I will die in the streets. Ruzkosh, have a nice day. I want to thank my daughter, I call her, my Iranian friend, Paymaneh Sabet, for writing this absolutely eye-opening account, a first-person narrative of the life of an Iranian street child. When you hear their voices in the economic poverty, you have to be like me, and you have to reach out and pray. Pray fervently. Pray fervently that the Lord will deliver these people and will give them salvation and economic and political freedom, will give them democracy and freedom. And right now I want to share with you a beautiful song by Kim Walker Smith. It talks about, I know that my God is the God of the impossible. Let's listen.
In the presence of my enemies, when the storm is crashing down on me, I will trust in what I cannot see. I wait for you. I wait for you. You can part the violent sea. You can reach the depths of me.
incredible worship music from Kim Walker Smith. God, I know that you are the God of the impossible. Words of encouragement for lives that are shattered by hopelessness and despair. This is a new year on the cross in the desert. It is my passion to once again stand up for the people of Iran, to be their voice, to pray for them, to do everything I can in this radio program to bring awareness to their plight. Now I know there's hurting and despair all over the world. Iran is not the only country. You can know that for sure when you browse the internet every day. But this is my calling, and this is my passion. And I want to thank everyone that listens. I want to thank everyone that shares this program on their page. I want to thank everyone, especially that prays for these people, because they need our prayers. Every year, I believe that this is the year that this evil Iranian regime will crumble, that there will be an uprising, and that this regime will crumble under the pressure, and that freedom and democracy will once again come to this country, that once again the Persian dynasty will arise, Islam will be removed from this country, and they can have freedom and democracy. It is my hope and prayer that this will be the year that God will move in response to our prayers and remove this Iranian regime and give the people salvation, freedom, and democracy. Join me this year in fervent prayer that this will be the last year that the people of Iran will have to suffer under this evil, oppressive regime. Join with me in being their voice and praying for them on a daily basis. I want to thank you for joining me in the first program of the new year. I will see you once again next Monday at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Have a great week. Be safe. God bless you. I will see you soon again on the cross in the desert.